Hey, everybody, here we are. Welcome to episode 231 of Is This Thing Working? How are you doing, Denise?
Oh, man, I am so glad to be here with you. I am doing awesome.
Yeah.
I really am.
Glad to be back on the mic, huh?
I am glad to be back.
I hear you.
I really am, especially here on this Thanksgiving Eve.
Yeah.
And if you've been like us and been out in it, it is absolutely wild.
Yeah,
out there.
It was today, man.
Man, traffic was crazy and
people were
Walmart
everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah. People were everywhere.
It didn't just matter, even Walmart, wherever you went today, man. Food places were packed, man. They were full of people, man. The highways, like you say, it was crazy.
I know, we got stuck in traffic a couple of times. Yes, it's been crazy. But as Americans celebrate Thanksgiving with huge wins, we are so excited that this Thanksgiving is different than the last four. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is. Completely different. But the one thing that ain't been different yet is the cost of what it would take to feed a family on Thanksgiving. Think about that.
I know.
Yeah. The grocery prices have still continued to climb. They're going to start coming down. We know that they are. We're suffering through this last year, this Biden-Harris administration and the Bidenomics, man. It's been tough.
You know, and I have seen a few things have come down.
Yeah.
You know, people have put things on sale for Thanksgiving to help out, you know, but the meal is pretty much to feed a family of, let's say, a 10-person gathering.
Right.
You know, this fella on X, he thought it would be great to come out and say the average cost. His name is Frank Luntz.
Everybody knows who Frank Luntz is.
If you know who he is, he's a
yeah.
He used to be a very big like Republican
consultant.
Yeah, that's
strategist.
Right.
Yeah.
So right now we just laugh
Polster,
at him.
I think too.
Yeah. We just laugh at him now.
Yeah. Yeah. So he done this study, and this comes from CNBC, the research that he gathered here. He said the average cost of Thanksgiving dinner is estimated at $58.08 for a 10-person gathering. And he said that price has dropped 5% since last year, the lowest since 2021.
Oh, my gosh.
So what he's saying is that it costs $5.80 per person to eat Thanksgiving dinner, you ain't going to come away with a whole lot of food.
No.
You know what I mean? We bought stuff for just to make chicken and dressing tonight, and I bet we spent close to $50.
That's it. Yeah. As a matter of fact, we did. That was our Walmart pickup that we did. And
It was $33.
Yeah, it was $33, but I got a discount.
Yeah.
You know, because I had an ad on the app. So, I mean, I had a coupon on the app. But, so I got a discount. But could you imagine, okay, so we're going to a Thanksgiving tomorrow with our family. And what we do is we all bring something. Because there is no way that one person.
The host family.
You know, make all of this and afford every bit of it.
Well, that's what I was fixing to say. And we do this a lot too, because we eat out as much as we eat from the grocery store. Like if we go over there just today to buy the ingredients we need to make a meal tonight, we'll walk out of there spending $25, right?
Yes, or more.
Easy, or more.
Because we'll grab something else.
Right.
That we don't need.
You know, prices at the restaurants are about the same price. Prices at the grocery store are about the same price. So you can figure, ain't nobody going to go eat turkey and dressing and all the fixings and have a Thanksgiving meal for $5.80 a person. Y'all don't think you could even do that at McDonald's.
No. No, I really don't think you could do it at Cracker Barrel.
No.
Where they have these like boxes that are a family dinner of 10. Those are about $150. Well, so if that's the case.
Yeah. Scroll down through his thread here on X, and here's some of the replies that people come at him with, man. Keep going here. Cat Turd told him, he said, anyone who believes this bullshit doesn't buy their own groceries. John Jackson says, Frank wants you to believe that 10 people can eat Thanksgiving dinner for $58. That's a price of $5.80 a person. He said, this is how we got Trump, Frank. Yeah. Somebody goes, excuse me, clearly you haven't went grocery shopping. For our 10-person Thanksgiving dinner, our cost was $2.50. You're insane if you think working-class families believe this. And I've seen people say on here that, they spend as high as $300, $340. And I can imagine by the time that you do feed 10 people, yeah, you're looking at...
Yeah, because you have to buy two of everything pretty much to feed 10 people.
$18 to $20 a plate, you know what I mean? Easy. You know,
and Frank Luntz, he wants to come back and say, is $250 more or less expensive than last year's Thanksgiving cost?
Yeah. So he's asking that person who said that they spent $250.
But what does that matter?
Exactly.
$250 is still a lot.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
For a family to feed for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yeah, Frank, you've missed the point.
You missed the whole point.
Yeah.
You know, it's still high, no matter what you say. It's still too high.
Right.
And you know, these people that continue to think that we're just going to, you know, get over the fact that it's still too high.
Yeah. And that's our opinion. And we do want to state that these are our opinions and there are assertions. And if you like our show, please hit that like button. Share our show with all your friends. And hey, if you don't like our show, hey, hit that like button, share our show, and tell all your friends about it too.
Make sure to follow Is This Thing Working on all platforms where we go live, like Rumble, X, and Getter. And let's see, where else do we go live?
Google,
Facebook.
Google Chrome.
You can follow us everywhere. And make sure you download the Rumble app, so that you can get instant notifications when we go live Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And let's get on with the show. Welcome to the show, everyone.
Hey, man, you ever feel like you need a little extra support to unwind? Cornbread Hemp is here for you. They offer full-spectrum CBD products that are USDA certified organic, and they're crafted to help you find your calm naturally. Cornbread Hemp uses only the highest quality hemp grown right here in the USA, in Kentucky, matter of fact, in the Bluegrass State. With products made from the flower only to give you the best of what CBD has to offer. No stems, no leaves, just pure potent goodness. From their best-selling CBD oils to their gummies and their lotions, Cornbread Hemp has something for everyone looking to de-stress and recharge. Plus, all their products are lab-tested for purity and transparency, so you know what you're getting. Exactly what's on the label, that's what you're going to get. If you're ready to add a little calm to your day, check out Cornbread Hemp and feel the difference for yourself. Your body and your mind deserve it. Hey, and if you do, go to www.cornbreadhemp.com and use promo code ITTW, you will save 30% on your initial purchase.
Please click that link below, and we appreciate you supporting our sponsors. Governor Abbott has been busy. He has, you know what he broke this morning? First thing that we saw, Texas sues BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street over ESG-driven market manipulation.
What's that mean? Here we go. This is a rundown of it. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, along with 10 other Republican-led states, has filed a lawsuit against major asset management firms BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard. The states allege that these firms conspired to manipulate energy markets through their environmental, social, and governance policies, their ESG policies, specifically by pressuring the coal producers to reduce the output, thereby increasing energy costs for consumers. The lawsuit claims this manipulation violates antitrust rules.
If you'll remember, way back in the beginning of our shows, we talked about these ESG policies and how they were affecting like the gas prices, and they're what you call a new regulation. If you didn't follow these ESG policies, then you paid more for that product.
Basically, you paid a fine.
That's exactly what happened here.
Yeah.
And the lawsuit, you know, they finally did it. And this is really big because they owe people a lot of money.
Yeah.
These big, what are they called?
Conglomerates.
Yes, they're conglomerates. But, you know, Wall Street. I'm just going to call them Wall Street. They think just because they, you know, they have our money. Our money that they are investing. And so Texas did go above and beyond and would not allow BlackRock, Vanguard, and all them to State put our Street. Retirements into these ESG
driven
industries like that. So this is really big, and it's going to save us a lot of money, and maybe we'll get some money back. That would be really great. And the 11 states that went in with Kim Paxton are Alabama, Arkansas, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, West Virginia, and Wyoming.
There you go.
So, I mean, and Texas. So this is big. We'll be watching this, and there's so much going on in the courts right now. Like Governor Abbott breaking right before we came home, he broke that the Federal Court of Appeals just ruled that Texas has the right to build the razor wire border wall that we have constructed to deny illegal entry into our state, and that Biden was wrong to cut our razor wire. We continue adding more razor wire border barrier. Now, this right here drives me crazy. We knew, and Texas Attorney General Kim Paxton came out also with his statement on this also. So this is what the Biden administration continued to do and put their thumb on Texas for years and years and years. And what really, well, since they've been in office.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And what really has gotten me crazy about this is now that President Trump won, all of these lawsuits have been held until Trump won. So what would have happened if Kamala would have won? Would we have still had to deal with that border issue?
Well, yes, we would.
And the courts would have held all these lawsuits? They would have just held them indefinitely?
Seems that way. Or pushed them to the side. Yeah, seems that way.
Well, Governor Abbott was on Fox News yesterday.
I mean, it really does. It does seem that way.
It does.
And if you think about it, some of the things that they had in motion for if Kamala was elected, they've had to back off of Jack Smith and all the stuff that he was into. If you notice, that's all going away now.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So in a lot of ways, this Circuit Court of Appeals had, they really right now had no room to but to go with
that
this.
Is what we're seeing.
Yes.
And I wanted to point that out. Watch all the lawfare that's being just, you know, done away with like nothing.
Yeah.
You know, I seen something where someone was saying that the Democrats, they rule on a democracy governance. Okay. And so their democracy governance got smashed during the election. And so now they're all backing off because that's not what the American people want. The American people want justice, both sides.
That's it.
You don't get to come in and
break our laws.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
That's exactly right. And that's including this border.
Right. You shouldn't be able to come into our country illegally and break our laws, and you shouldn't be allowed to harbor these people because that's against the law also.
Yes. And we have an incoming border czar, Tom Homan, who is going to fix this issue.
He ain't playing with people.
He is not playing with people. We have a video here we want you to listen to. It's 5 minutes long, so there's no way we're going to play the whole thing. But I do want to play a certain section of it. So listen to Tom Homan and Governor Abbott on Fox and Friends yesterday morning.
Video shows an unaccompanied migrant child as young as 2 years old traveling into the U.S. alone with just a piece of paper.
Venezuela, mama. Venezuela? Sí? ¿Qué tantos años tienes? Dos años? ¿No vienes con tu mamá y tu papá?
He asked, no? Did you come with your parents?
Venezuela?
No? By yourself?
¿Para dónde vas, mama?
Man.
¿Dónde están? Estados Unidos.
Wow, Tom Homan joins us now. Hey, Tom, that's a story new to most of America, but not new to you, is it?
No, I've been talking about this for 4 years, about the inhumanity of that border, about how many children die, whether in the desert or in the river. Since Joe Biden's been president, we got nearly 4,000 aliens have died across this border. Children die almost every day. Children get sexually assaulted. 31% of women that make that journey get sexually assaulted. And this administration's been hiding it. This is something we're going to address. We're going to show the American people exactly what we're doing on the border and why we need to do it. And this is one clear example why we need to secure that border.
So, Tom, there's other two-year-olds being held right now. And because in a rush to get them out, people, they're giving them to strangers who show up and say, I'm the sponsor, I'm the relative. How do you stop that? I mean, what do you do with the children? How do you stop the income and the incoming kids?
Well, first of all, shame on the Biden administration and Becerra, who's the secretary of HHS. He was on stage about 2 months ago bragging how quick these children are released from government custody. You thought it was a good thing. Well, they're released because you're not properly vetting the sponsors. They stopped the DNA testing. Shame on them. That's why they have over 300,000 children that they've released to unvetted sponsors that they can't find. And President Trump has committed, in addition to securing the border and having a deportation operation, is to find and locate these 300,000 children, because many of them are going to be in forced labor, many of them in forced sex trade. We need to save these children. But how do we stop it? We secure the border. We send a strong message to the rest of the world. If you cross this border legally, you're going to be deported, you're going to be detained, you're not going to be released. Children won't be delivered to their parents and to complete their criminal conspiracy of alien smuggling. We got to put a stop to it.
Yes. That's exactly right, man. Just like that two-year-old girl coming across there and him asking, where are your parents? They're already in the United States. Are they really?
But they are going to be down in Texas. And I don't know what they're going to do with these children, how they're going to find them. It is, and I have been saying this, and I wanted to get this across, is it is a humanitarian problem. And it has been from the very beginning.
It's a humanitarian crime.
It is. But remember, over the past year on the shows, how I've been pushing this.
Yeah.
How I've been saying how it's humanitarian. And the fact that people sat on the sidelines and did not say anything about what was really going on down there.
Yeah.
And what has been going on all over the nation. And actually, all over the world. Well, no one cares about what's going on over there in those other countries, but they do affect us.
But do you see how Brian started this? And he said, this has been, you know, this might be like news to a lot of people right now, you know, or brand new stuff, new information they've never heard, but you've been knowing about this for quite some time. You know what, man? We've all been watching this for quite some time.
Yes.
You know, we've seen this, you know, and the things that Tom Homan talked about right there and that little girl, we've known about this and we've talked about this. The mainstream media refused to do that.
I know.
They're the ones that refused to do it. But if you remember, too, at one time, and this was back early in Biden's presidency, remember that they started banning drone flights across through there, and then they started banning news reporters and would only allow them to get a certain distance away and all this. You remember when they started all that?
Yes, and they wouldn't let them go inside those camps that they have.
And talk to people. And, yes.
Yes. I mean, you couldn't, like, film anything. And then the ones that did manage to get a little video from outside or whatever, there were kids laying everywhere.
Yeah.
Where did all those kids go?
Right.
You know, I mean, someone just showed up and get them. I mean, it's like they've hidden them.
Yeah.
Where are the whistleblowers on this? It certainly would be nice, but we know that those whistleblowers are being paid by the Biden government through the NGOs.
Well, and they're scared to say anything for fear of retaliation. The government's already showed that they have no qualms about retaliating on you. steps. Yeah. Know?
Well, Texas, of course, is going to step up, and they're going to continue to do that because Texas yesterday, the Texas Land Commissioner, Don Buckingham, announced Tuesday that her office is identifying property to be ready for the Trump administration when they take office.
Yep. Property for what? Storing them people for the mass deportations that are about to take place. We've been telling y'all, man, you come here illegally, you're going to go back home.
Yes.
We're going to close our border. We're going to send you back home. That's exactly right.
And, you know, we have been the bastion of everyone coming toward Texas border.
This is coming from author Berenice Garcia of the Texas Tribune, and this is out of Starr County, Texas. It says Texas will continue to offer up more land to the incoming Trump administration to use for mass deportation facilities. The land commissioner, like Denise said, Don Buckingham, announced Tuesday that they're going to identify property being ready for the Trump administration when they take office in January. Quote, she told the Tribune, "We have 13 million acres around the state, and if there's some that meets the federal government's needs, we want to be able to utilize that." It made me think about, well, I know where some land is you could probably do, and it would probably be pretty easy to just go ahead and start right there, and that would be at that that colony that's there north of Houston.
Yes, that we've talked about over a year.
Yeah,
that would be
the first place
I would go.
You bet.
You know, just turn that into one big, well, they're all right there anyway. There's a lot of them right there.
Well, yeah.
You know, they made a little town and tried to get in our schools. And we've talked about this plenty of times if you've been listening from the very beginning.
Yep.
But what I found very, very, very cool about this, the new project that they're doing down in Texas with the land and everything, and it is called Jocelyn's Initiative. And it's named after Jocelyn Nungaray, a member of the 12-year-old girl from Houston who police say was killed by two Venezuelan men who were in the country illegally. Jocelyn's mother and grandmother, Alexis and Jackie, joined Buckingham to announce the initiative during a news conference Tuesday held on the 1,402-acre ranch. She offered a Trump last week to build a deportation facility and where the state is currently constructing a border wall.
So it's right there.
Right there.
At the border. Exactly.
I know.
I'd build a door in that wall, man, and just as I deport them, just walk them out the door.
Right.
You know what I mean? And tell them, here, bye. Go to that side.
It's time.
Yep,
it is. You know, some of them are self-deporting themselves right now.
And they need to be.
They really do.
Yep.
Let's take a moment for our sponsor. Coffee Bros.
You're looking for that perfect coffee to kickstart your day? Coffee Bros has you covered. Coffee Bros is all about responsibly sourced, fresh roasted coffee that packs a punch in every cup. Their blends are crafted with premium beans, roasted in small batches to give you a smooth, flavorful experience like no other. And if you're into the details, Coffee Bros has it all. So whether you're into an espresso, a cold brew, or just need a classic drip coffee, man, Coffee Bros has you covered. They have your next favorite blend. Grab yours today and taste the difference that passion makes.
Please click that link below. We do appreciate you getting some coffee from Coffee Bros. Thank you very much. Guess what today is?
Today is the Honey Badger's birthday. Stephen K. Bannon, it is his 71st birthday.
Yeah, and he's trending on X.
Yep.
You know, the funny thing about that is to me is he hates X. Hated X. Hated everything about X.
He got banned from X
for life. He got banned from YouTube and Facebook, and he's back on X, but his account is locked. You know, so we can't like follow him or anything. But they say it's a political milestone.
Yeah, it says on November 27th of 24, Stephen K. Bannon, a notable conservative political figure, celebrated his 71st birthday. Numerous supporters and political allies expressed their admiration through birthday messages, highlighting his patriotism, his role in political activism, and his significant influence in conservative politics. Messages often included wishes for his continued impact, with some expressing hopes for substantial political changes in 2025. Bannon's contributions were described as those of a fearless patriot and an effective fighter in the political arena, with calls for dismantling what some refer to as government overreach.
That's it. That's what we're here for.
He calls for the dismantling of all of these corrupt organizations out there like that. All the three-letter agencies that are corrupt, take them down.
Yes.
We don't need them.
We don't need them.
Yes.
Yeah, and these three-letter agencies, you know, they all can't stand the fact that President Trump has his people around him.
Yes.
And they're going to keep. He's going to keep his people around him no matter what you say.
Yep.
The ones that have been there from the beginning are the trusted ones.
Yep.
And one of the ones that we're going to talk about right now, his name is Boris Epstein. Now, we don't talk about him very much because he stays in the shadows. He stays behind the scenes. But he's a lawyer, and he has worked for President Trump since 2016.
Yeah.
And in 2020, he was helping with the Stop the Steal. But he stayed behind the scenes on every bit of it. But he was on Bannon every single day.
Yes,
giving
he was.
An update.
Yes,
so,
he was.
It seems to me like the deep state's trying to take him out. From the National Pulse, here we go. Trump advisor Boris Epstein survives internal knife fight. In an effort to remove Boris Epstein from his role as top advisor to President-elect Donald J. Trump, appears to have failed, with Trump expressing public support for Epstein and the pair appearing together at Mar-a-Lago as recently as yesterday evening.
Yeah, it said allegations were leaked to corporate media outlets like CNN, CBS, and Just the News, falsely suggesting that Epstein had tried to solicit monthly consulting fees from potential administration nominees in exchange for advocacy within the administration. In truth, individuals are said to have approached Epstein offering cash, to which the lawyer replied, "No, you can't buy me."
That's right.
Yeah.
And then it goes on to say Trump, speaking from Mar-a-Lago, criticized what he perceived as an attempt to undermine his advisors, as reported by individuals aware of this discussion. Then that's what's going to happen, folks. You're going to hear all kinds of crazy stuff. You're already starting to hear, you know, and it's a lot of it. I'm surprised they didn't go the sexual angle.
Right.
Instead of trying
the sex crime thing,
because it's almost like you can't believe anything the sex crimey that comes out with politicians anymore. It's a deep state.
Yeah.
Like, for example, that FBI agent in Maryland that we just saw a video of and we're looking at, you know, I mean, I know that maybe there's evidence, maybe, but now I'm thinking maybe he's a whistleblower. Maybe he did something.
Maybe they're throwing him under the bus.
Maybe they're throwing him under the bus. I mean, I don't believe anything these Democrats say. And then one of the reasons is, yesterday, Kamala Harris, she comes out and she delivers a message to her dejected supporters, bragging about how they raised nearly $1.5 billion for her failed campaign.
Yeah, she really is an idiot, y'all. She really is. And to use her own words in the video here, she really is an idiot, and we're all clear-eyed about it. Listen to this, man.
And it means so much to me and to Governor Walz that you knocked on doors, you called friends, you called in favors. You said, "Hey, you know, I showed up at your softball game. Now I need you to show up at the campaign office." You put in the time. It was personal for you. Because of your efforts, get this, we raised an historic $1.4 billion, almost $1.5 billion. The work must continue. Of reminding ourselves that we have an ability to stay engaged in a way that will make a difference. The work that you all did, it's going to have lasting effect.
Yes, it
you
is.
You know, the election didn't turn out like we wanted it to. Certainly not as we planned for it to. And I know this is an uncertain time. I'm clear-eyed about that. I know you're clear-eyed about it. And it feels heavy. You?
It feels heavy, y'all.
I just have to remind you, don't you ever let anybody take your power from you. You have the same power that you did before November 5th. And on this...
No, you don't.
Practical eve of Thanksgiving, I wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving with the ability and to find the ability at this moment to take a moment
it's
and
so
just
edited.
Reflect on all the good you have done.
You see how edited it was too, man? Golly, man, she is so retarded.
Man, and it is so hard to listen to her.
Yeah.
You know, I almost feel sorry for her. They shoved her out there.
No,
and,
I don't
know,
feel sorry for her. I don't feel sorry for none of them.
Well,
none
her campaign's internal polling never had Harris ahead.
Never.
She defrauded the Democrat Party, but that's what we keep hearing. You know what I mean? But you know what this really means? It means that Democrats don't have any money. They never had any money. I know that we've talked about all the alleged money laundering from Ukraine that they've done.
Yes.
Also, the Democrats have been caught on their political platform blue with dead people and people that didn't, you know, donate money to them at all.
Yeah.
You know, so where did that money come from? And I keep saying Democrats, but really, this is Democrats and Republicans because we have the Senate. The senators, if you think about all of this that's going on right now and how they're going to stop, they are trying to get more money. They're fixing to launder more money. And that goes into the Senate committee. I'm telling you, the senators are laundering money.
They're all in on it.
They're all in on it together.
Yep.
They have no money. It's like air. You know, it's like poof. It's gone. It
right.
never was there. I don't believe. You know what I mean? And it hasn't been there a while. And guess what, taxpayers? You are the one that's been paying for this. You've been paying for these political operatives. And what are we going to do about it?
Is this thing working?
Rise up.